True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North Tale, I sat down and had a chat with another incredible Northern artist. This time I'm speaking with Amy Lusk of Amy and the Easy Hundo. Amy is an artist who moved from Ontario all the way up to Fort Smith 10 years ago. And to get my chat with Amy started, I asked her a question that I've asked a lot of artists that I've spoken to. When did she decide that she wanted to become a performing artist?
I don't know if it was ever a conscious decision. I really felt a connection to music and writing as far back as I can remember. So I grew up in Gananoque, Ontario. We were in the Thousand Islands, so it was a tourism area. My family wasn't wealthy, but there was yachts going down the river. And I remember hearing once that Mel Gibson's yacht was in the area and all these famous people. And 5 years old, I remember going down, hanging out by the shore and singing my little songs and thinking, hey, maybe I knew that sound would carry across the water. Maybe a famous producer would hear me and sweep me away. So, I mean, clearly that didn't happen, but it's always been something I've just been interested in, excited by. Some of my earliest memories are riding around in the truck with my dad, listening to old music and talking about him asking me what I thought the songs meant. I think for a lot of artists, it's not a conscious decision. It's just there, and I've felt that for a long time.
When I sit down and interview artists for True North Tales, I love getting their thoughts on the music creation process. And when I was chatting with Amy, I asked her, what does she think the most exciting part of making music is?
For me, one of the most exciting parts about making music is when you get a really good idea and it starts to kind of get stuck in your head. So when I'm working on something, it's begun, but I'm not really sure where it's going. When it starts to get stuck in my head and replay in my head and I'm finding it catchy, then I kind of feel like, hey, I'm onto something. And I like that feeling of feeling like I'm onto something and I want to keep playing it until it's finished, even though when I'm starting, it's only a little clip in my head.
For as long as Amy can remember, she's loved getting to perform in front of people. So to finish off my chat with Amy Lusk of Amy and the Easy Hundo, I asked her to explain how it feels to walk on stage and perform in front of people.
People talk about that flow state when they're doing something that they love and it just happens and they're just doing it in the moment. And I totally feel like that once I get on stage in front of a microphone. It just happens around me. All of a sudden the practices happen. And then once I'm on stage, I'm just enjoying it. I really love it.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.